Chapter 29, Section 2. Europe plunges into war. Before you read, in the last section, you read how World War I began. In this section, you will learn the details of this costly and tragic war. The Great War begins. How did so many nations become involved? The system of alliances turned the war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia into a wider war. Russia moved against Austria-Hungary. It figured that Germany would support Austria-Hungary. So it moved troops against Germany as well. Germany declared war on Russia. Soon after, it also declared war on Russia's ally, France. Germany had a plan for winning the war on two fronts. This was the Schlieffen Plan. It called for a rapid push through France, a quick defeat of that nation, and a turn to face Russia in the east. To capture France quickly, Germany moved through Belgium. Belgium was a neutral country. Britain was outraged by Germany's action. It declared war on Germany. France, Britain, and Russia were called the Allies. They were later joined by Italy, which broke with Germany and Austria-Hungary. Bulgaria and the Ottoman Empire joined Germany and Austria-Hungary. They were called the Central Powers. Question 1. Who were the Allies and Central Powers? A bloody stalemate. What kind of warfare was used? After the German army moved almost to Paris, French defenses strengthened and stopped them in September 1914. Both sides became bogged down in the bloody conflict. Soldiers dug deep trenches into the ground. Trench warfare began. When soldiers left the trenches to storm enemy lines, they faced powerful weapons: machine guns, tanks, poison gas, and larger pieces of artillery killed hundreds of thousands of soldiers. This was how the war was fought in France, which was called the Western Front. Question 2. What was the war like on the Western Front? The Battle on the Eastern Front. What happened on the Eastern Front? The war on the Eastern Front showed more movement at first, but it was equally destructive. Russian armies attacked both Germany and Austria-Hungary. They had some early success, but were driven back in both places. One reason was that Russia did not have a fully industrial economy. It could not keep troops supplied. Still, Russia had a huge population and could send millions to war. The large Russian army provided a constant threat to Germany. This threat prevented Germany from putting its full resources against the Allies in the West. Question 3. What weaknesses and strengths did Russia have?